The place for the realest conversations.
I appreciate United Garden Homes for stopping through with a check for $2,000.
Yes.
Some people came through anonymously.
Yes.
Dropped off money. The family has received those funds. And whatever you can do, if everybody do a little, nobody has to do a lot.
The movement continues.
What are some of the conditions in the jail that got people upset, like the living conditions on a day-to-day basis?
We'll come out of our cell at 11 o'clock in the morning. We'll get food and we'll get medication. So that shortens the time. Out of those 2 hours, we'll probably get an hour out, and then we'll have to lock back down. And by lock back down, I mean we stay in our cell. We get fed in our cell. We don't come out our cell at all. And that's pretty much the biggest problem. And they simply say that they're short staffed, but that's not enough, because they knew that they were going to be short staffed. Like, this has been a problem for over 2 years now.
The marathon continues.
There's never been a better time to make change in the city of Milwaukee, starting with the youth. And we talked about the housing. Willie Hines, y'all boy Willie Hines, and they trying to change the leadership over there. We got our hands full, and it's not the time. But we got attorney B. Ivy Lamar on the lines right now, calling from the courthouse. How you doing, attorney B. Ivy Lamar?
Hey, what's going on, Tori? I'm good, man. Happy to be here.
Joining me on the lines, Dr. Umar Johnson. How you doing, brother, Dr. Umar Johnson?
Peace and Pan-Africanism, good brother, Black Power, to all my brothers and sisters in Milwaukee, Kenosha, Green Bay, Racine, and across the state of Wisconsin.
Yo, peace, King. I'm going to stand with you and walk with you, brother.
God bless you.
Because I think it's an important thing what you're doing, and you need to have the support of the community. Regardless if we live in these areas or not, it all affects us in one way or shape or form.
It's time for that action and all the smoke. This is the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association award-winning Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth app, and streaming live on YouTube.
Man, best show in the world, bro. You got the best show in the world. Hope you know that, man.
God bless you, brother. I appreciate that.
Big up, big up, big up to you both. Thank you so, so, so much. Tori, you spoke to my kids. Liz, you did too. But you spoke to my kids, and when I tell you both that they were talking about what we did earlier that morning, all day.
Mm.
That's really what they was doing. They was talking about it all day.
My
son was just hollering, awesome. We're Tori, we're Tori, we're Tori. Like,
I wanted to make sure that I let you know that to hear a person and have a person like you in this community, the way that you are selfless, the way that you give, even when your cup is not even full, you are filling other people's cup. And that just inspires me to want to make sure that I help you the best way that I can by doing my part.
As always, my good brother, they cool, they calm, they focused.
Now, live from the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is the king of talk radio, Tori Lowe.
White people are gonna cry.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand up, stand up. It's Tori Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tori Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready. We ready. 101.7 The Truth. Tori Lowe, Tori Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. And I'm here for the action
and nothing but that action.
And I want all the smoke.
Who wants the smoke today?
Salute to all my brothers and sisters on the front lines. The marathon continues.
The movement continues.
How everybody doing out there in radio land? How everybody doing in the chat? We got another powerful conversation for you today. So I'm going to need y'all to open up your ears, okay? Hey, who we got in the chat? I see you, Willie. Willie in the chat. Kawanda. Not really a city girl. Josh. Jeff. Tracy in the chat. James. I see James Griffin in the chat.
Cyber King Mike in the chat. Salute to everybody joining the show today. We got a lot to unpack. I'm going to tell you this. I want to start out with this because the Epstein files, Trump signed the release for the Epstein files. So I guess it's going to be on the DOJ website. I guess the files are going to be on the DOJ website. I'm going to tell you right now, if whoever's harming any innocent life got to go in the trash. I don't care who it is. And we going to see. See, this is where we going to see who going to overlook what I'm talking about. Not the marketing pointing the fingers. I'm talking about folks that have really done this stuff. If that's in there, folks that have really messed with the babies. We going to see who really bought it out. I can't wait. I mean, I hope it's juicy. I hope it got real evidence where we can say this person need to go to jail. I don't care if it's Obama, Clinton, Donald J. Trump. I don't care who it is. This is where we going to see who the bots is. If there's something incriminating on these files, I might just go live from Washington, D.C. asking for heads on the table. Pow! Because this is what I do. Like, you know, I was just looking for a missing girl the other day. We don't play around with innocent life. And this is why I've been telling people to draw the line in the sand. At some point, we're going to have to draw the line in the sand when it comes to innocent life being harmed, people creating victims. We're going to have to say, hey, look, this is something that we can't play politics with. This is something that we can't play patty cake with. We can't be up there clapping and playing patty cake. Somebody got to go down. Somebody got to pay the price. And when you can't separate your fandomship and love for celebrities from hurt, harm coming to innocent life, you the problem. You the bot. Something is mentally wrong with you. And this is where I truly hope that anybody in these files that they can prove that have hurt a young woman or a young boy or took money or did anything dealing with this situation, they got to go to jail. Now, I need to see handcuffs. I need to see people in handcuffs. I'm tired of people talking and ain't nobody going downtown. Ain't nobody going to the district. But y'all want to go and tongue wrestle back and forth for who did what. You're going to look in the mirror one day and realize you trash too. Because we have let it get so far away from the people that these people feel like they could do anything and everything they big and bad enough to do. We getting overtaxed, ain't nobody saying nothing about it. We don't know what these people really do for us, and they supposed to be public servants. Other than seeing them on the press conference, you never hardly see them on the block. Coming to real instances of people being affected in a negative way, unless it's their buddy, unless it's somebody they know, or somebody they know was affected and they called them to come out. This should be a regroup, rethink, and reshape moment for America. Because they threw all this Epstein stuff in people's faces. When they had all the files the whole time, the files has been there. They playing with the minds of Americans. These files been there the whole time. They pinched off the files. Nobody went to jail. Now they're saying they for the release it. House, Senate, Trump signed it. It's coming on the DOJ website. I want to see the energy for anybody that's on these emails or incriminating evidence. I can't wait to see the mugshots if it's going to be so. A lot of people believe, hey, they was playing WWE when it came to Epstein. It was, yeah, they was pointing, you know, it was all acting. Democrats will say this person was on the Epstein list. Republicans will say this person on the Epstein list. And they all went to the black and white party and went to the roast that they go to. They be at the roast, roasting each other. At the roast, those public roasts. They all hanging out laughing. Buddies. I seen a roast with Trump, Chuck Schumer, and like a bunch of other people just standing in the room. And they, you know how they do them public roasts. They just up there laughing at each other. WWE, that's what I say. It's scripted. It's a storyline. It's marketing. It's PR. But ain't nobody went to prison. That's all I'm saying. It's that simple. If somebody affected and harmed somebody that they weren't supposed to do, put them in jail. That's it. Ain't no arguing about it. Ain't no discussion about it. Ain't no thoughts about it. Hey, look, when we come back, we're going to get into the show, Truth Nation. Stay locked in.
And that's Tory Lowe bringing you all the action and all the smoke. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
One-on-one, 7 The Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. Before we get into this next story, I want to talk about bullying, because the video of the mother and the children that were beat up by, you know, young children, the discussion moves into what do we do as a community now that we're all together on this? I mean, what do we do with the energy? How do we move forward knowing and seeing that this is the type of behavior that is out here in these schools? And I got a call from a school to come January 8th to talk about bullying right here in the city of Milwaukee. And I'm scheduled to speak to the school January 8th. And when I saw this video, because they asked me before I saw the video from the woman and the children from Chicago. So there is an issue that we call bullying, and it didn't get a lot of attention this year. Like, there was not a lot of talk on bullying. I think it was a lot of talk about mental health. But I think that we need to revisit the ideal of bullying in schools, because now the children, they'll take a swipe at the parent. The bullying, it got so bad that usually when the mom and the dad come around, everybody kind of calmed down. Like, we're going to get you as soon as your mama leave. Like, you know, it used to be rules to people trying to kind of either attack or engage with people. But if they saw the adults, well, I know at least when I was a kid, when the adults came around, we calmed down. We waited. We respected the parents. But now, that's not the case. And the parents ready to fight too. Like, I seen a video where the mother confronted a bully of her child, and she put herself at risk to go to prison. What are we going to do with this? What are we about to do with this? We got to make sure that we don't get too far away from this situation, because now if you are a parent and your kid is getting bullied and you're there, you're right there with them, you might get some of that smoke too, depending on if they in high school, if they a big enough kid, they may try to take you on too. And then you going to strike back and put yourself at risk to go to prison, because even though you're caught up in the emotion of that's your child, you're still an adult hitting a baby. And that's a trap to me. That's a trap, because I seen a video with a mother confronting the child's bully. She got to swinging. Even though she can say, hey, this person was bullying my child, they're going to say, why didn't you go through the proper steps to talk to the adults, talk to the family, especially when you're adult and it's the kid 13, 14. You can't put your hands on the child. It's a felony. So now you done messed your life up because something happened against your child. And rightfully so, you are upset. You can't put your hands on them babies. And I see it all the time. People get mad, go up to the school, try to fight the teacher. I think a principal told me that a parent hit her in the face. Yeah, told me that the parent hit her in the face because she came up to the school with the high blood pressure because of what was going on with her kid. And sometimes when women, you can't tell no woman, like when you messing with their child. Have you ever seen a bird fly around a nest and it was she thought you was threatening them eggs?
Mama bear,
you know, you messing with the cubs, is she gonna fly off the handle a little bit? That's like a natural instinct to protect. But it's also a trap. It's also a setup when you're a human being and you going up to schools. I have mothers that wasn't even allowed on the school campus because they went up to the school ready to tear the school down. And I laughed. And I didn't laugh, but I just kind of like said, it took me back. I stepped back for a minute and I say, okay, so how your child going to the school now and you ain't even allowed on the campus? Because you felt like you had to go up there and turn up. Couldn't even go near the school because she went up there ready for the Rumble Royal, ready to go, you know, throw somebody to the ropes or something, ready to jump off the top rope with the elbow on somebody. We got to bring the discussion back. Thomas in the chat says, most of our kids' heroes are bullies and trash talkers with violent tendencies. Guess what? The parents have the same heroes. This is a real discussion that we need to have, why the energy is in this pocket. Why the energy is here, what are we going to do? What you say, Andrew?
Do you think that that's true, that most adults like heroes or trash talkers and bulliers?
I'll say this. When I was coming up, I'll say this. When I was coming up, my grandfather, he used to like the old blues. I didn't like his music because it was from his era. And then my grandmother used to like the Mississippi Mass Choir. She would listen to all these old gospel choirs and stuff. Like, I didn't like that music. And I was listening to hip-hop, KRS-One. You know, Curtis Blow. Like, we was listening to a lot of the New York hip-hop, and then NWA started coming through. But we didn't listen to the same thing. Now, everybody's favorite artist. Everybody like Beyonce. Yeah, the mother, the child, and the grandma. They all like Beyonce. Put a ring on it. You know, single ladies. All my single ladies. Everybody doing that. Like, so to say that that's not impossible to happen, it is possible. I mean, we all liked Martin Luther King because they said that, you know, he was fighting for civil rights. We liked the Malcolm X. We liked that the revolutionaries, everybody was with the revolutionary, you know, because they felt that these people were standing in the gap. But nowadays, the mama, the grandmama, everybody watching baddies. You know, it's all conjoined. So yeah, it's possible that everybody could have the same heroes nowadays. And I wouldn't even call them heroes. I call them negative influences. People that are popular, but if you look at what they're delivering to the public, it's negative vibrations, negative frequencies. And they throwing water in people's face, they having divorce parties, They're influencing the culture. So from this fake television life that's produced to real life. Josh says, I think some of these parents are on autopilot living in survival. They just living to get by and pass it down to the kids in most cases. We got to analyze how the youth, we got to revisit the youth and see what they're dealing with, because we got to upgrade. We got to upgrade our strategies, because bullying, peer pressure, influence is 24 hours because it have moved from the television, the programming have moved from the television to the phone. So now you don't have to, when I was coming up, you had to wait till 7 o'clock on Thursdays to see the Cosby Show. Like you know, you saw it was on once a week, you saw it, and then you had to wait. Now you ain't got to wait for nothing. It's right there. It's in your face. The programming, the television shows, the negativity, the positive, anything you can think of is at your fingertips. And if you tapped into negative behavior, that's all you're going to watch. That's all that's going to be in your algorithm. And I was trying to say at the Truth Summit, you got to watch your algorithm, because what you throw out is what you're going to attract. What you click on all day is what is going to be shown to you the most. Andrew, you got...
So my question is, you're talking to the school in January.
Right.
If you were to talk to the Chicago students today, what would you tell them?
I would organize the energy. I would definitely organize the energy. It's nothing you can talk about. Now you got to organize action, and I'm good at organizing action. There's no words that you're going to say, because when they leave that, everybody want to get this powerful speech. But when they leave that speech, they got to go back into their environment. And if they got to get back in survival mode, yeah, you said something positive for that moment and everybody felt that way. But then they got to return to a neighborhood or return to a house that is not organized. But now it's time to see this as a moment to organize, to install principle, strategy, and results. Well, once again, I'll say this. If we don't take time to revisit the youth, and when I say revisit, I'm talking about look at their conditions in totality. Look at what all they have to deal with as far as being at home, being at school, friends, what they watching on TV, how they're, you know, the friends that they're choosing. We got to start paying attention to that now. We got to hit a reset button. That's all I can say. We got to hit the reset button and make sure that we understand today's times and today's challenges of dealing with the youth. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more conversation. Truth Nation, stay locked in.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
The Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. I'll say this. I can't wait till these files hit the DOJ website, because I'm tired of this going back and forth with this Epstein. We need to call the military in. We need to get people. They call the military on everybody else. We need to get somebody paying the price for this, if this is what the case is.
So when these files come out, what do you want to do on the show?
When the files come out, I need to line up names and victims. I need to associate the name with a solid victim. Because if they got records, They had to, you know, match the name with somebody. And we got to read that. This is what I'm looking forward to. I mean, all this, somebody was riding in the car. Somebody was flying in the plane. Okay, I need to, in these documents that they got names matching victims, it's a problem. I've seen so much stuff in the last couple of days, I don't even talk about it because it's all satire. I would bring a lot of that on the show, but I don't do that. I don't want to do that. I'm talking about Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Trump, Jay-Z and Beyonce came up. I mean, flight logs. And now with AI, you can't tell what's true or not. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's a lot of it. Because I click on the Epstein stuff. So my algorithm is showing me whatever that got to do with Epstein. It doesn't even matter. It's just what it is. This is my algorithm. I'm trying to see what the information is. They say, you know, I'm looking up and I don't, even if I don't like the person and I don't agree with what they're talking about, I still won't bring satire into the conversation because that's not right. That is not right. And I'll never do that. So, like I said, but I do see everything. I just don't bring it to the show. But so trust me when I say it's political ping pong going on. And we got to get more toward who made victims. Them donkeys and elephants, you can't trust them. Yeah, everybody's suspect right now. The dozen. Ooh. Everybody's suspect right now. Everybody is suspect. And I think that I can't even, you can't have people around your kids right now. Hide your kids, hide your wife, hide grandmama. Hey, from what that CNA did, it was a video of the CNA that was messing around with the elderly man that got arrested right here in Milwaukee. You can't even go into your latter years in peace this year. This year has been eye-opening. Because I've seen the elders scream out because they're uncomfortable. They got situations with the youth that they don't know what to do with. And then the regular people getting taxed to the max. Like, this year was crazy. This show, what we had to talk about on this show, was really eye-opening. And I think that we're so used to having so much stress on our lives that when we hear situations, we're numb now. We kind of like, okay, like, and we keep it moving. Like, we don't react the way we need to react. We don't respond because we feel like there's nothing we can do. But really, it is something you can do. Really, it is. It's just overwhelming, but it really is something that we can do. And that's become a resource for each other. Now, that sounds too much like right, because a lot of people be like, it can't be that simple. It is just that simple. When you become a resource for others, which meaning that you're kind of linking people to resources, all these nonprofits out here, all of these programs that they're getting off the tax dollars, all you have to do is be resourceful. Understand what I'm saying? But if these Epstein files come out, I'm going to reset for a second. If these Epstein files come out, like I said at the top of the show, I'm going to see who the real bots is. If I was out here and a girl told me that she had been assaulted by the president of the United States, I would try to put him in jail. I would go so hard. I'd be on one of those movies where I'd be trying to get to the White House and the little Secret Service be trying to get me. I'd be like, Will Smith, I'm going to demand $20 million for the story, because I'm going to go there hard to try to make it happen. Because we don't play that. We don't play that extra. A lot of y'all play around with extra. A lot of y'all turn your head when things happen because it's your buddy. But that era, it has to end, because now so many people have turned their heads that the people in the totality are vulnerable now. We all are vulnerable. I'm talking about going to the store. We had stories, people going to the store, you know, getting into fights, people acting impulsively. I had to spend half of the year telling people, you got to start learning how to say God bless you and keep it moving and stop trying to fight people and argue with people. I had to spend the whole year trying to explain that you cannot have a simple conversation anymore without somebody wanting to take it to physical. If they don't agree with you, now they want to do something to you. This ain't even worth it no more. I think that now, with the climate right now, you got to be careful even what you say to your family members and your friends.
Thanksgiving coming up.
I told you. Somebody said something in the chat the other day about, you know, I think it was Chris Giles or something like that. He said that, and I didn't get to it, but he said, hey, they steal your family members at the end of the day. Okay. But you got to know when to say, hey, family member, you're not invited because you start too much stuff. And we love you, but you're going to have to sit this one out. And I don't care how you feel about it. Oh, no. I'm going to come anyway. Or I'm going to call the police on you. You're going to jail because you're not welcome. Like, and when you learn how to behave, we got to turn that mentality around. We got to stop this extra because it's leaving us as citizens, residents, and people vulnerable. That's all I'm saying. Like, y'all got to tighten up. We all got to tighten up. Even your closest friend will, you know, get on your nerves sometimes. But you got to even tell that closest friend, hey, friend, I ain't talking to you today because I ain't trying to get into it with you today. I'm not trying to have that vibration on my life. I'm trying to practice positive energy. And they got to respect that. I got a saying, ignore ignorance. You got to ignore ignorance. Because if you feed the ignorance, it grows. If you ignore ignorance, it just dissipates. Because you're not feeding it. You're not engaging with it. Ignorance needs you to participate. That's what it is. Ignorance needs your attention. And that's why you see a bunch of goofy stuff online. Because the goofy stuff is getting your attention and you feeding it. That's why it's going viral. That's why the kids think it's popular. Because you're watching it.
You can do a trial run too, you know. Don't invite the uncle that causes problems for Thanksgiving and then see what they feel like at Christmas.
Right. You can always give them, 60 days, you know, to get their act together, like at the job. You got to have a reevaluation. You got to be able to operate just like they do at work. If you can go to work and have an operation and evaluation, but you come home and you ain't got no rules and no regulations, but you going to the hospital and following the rules, you going to other events and you know you following the rules with the other events, you out there doing all of this, standing in line, going through the proper channels, but then when you get home, it's chaotic. You don't know what to do. You a bot. You can fall in line with other people's rules and restrictions, but you ain't got none. You got to put the rules and restrictions on your life. I always tell people, you don't talk to your boss like that at work. Why are you talking to me like that? I'm not your boss. You're supposed to love me. What's more important? You're supposed to be my friend. Your boss tell you to pick up the piece of paper on the ground, you're going to pick it up. But I tell you, pick up a piece of paper, you got an attitude with me. And it's your paper. You dropped it. See, this is what we got to go through. But we're going to get through it. We're going to get through it, Truth Nation. But I want to talk about this story. This is a story of a Democrat that they said took $5 million. She's under the hot seat. And I tell you, people take money all the time. Many times I think that politicians use the taxpayers' dollars as a slush fund. Because how you make your net worth is more, you got more money in your net worth than the check that come in every week. If you only get like $100,000 some a year, why is your net worth $5 million? Somebody greasing the pockets. Yeah, they're getting the inside scoop on the investment, like Nancy Pelosi. Inside trader information. But that's illegal. Martha Stewart went to jail for that. But we got some video on this situation. If you're watching as we broadcast live, let's listen.
Welcome back, everyone, here to Live Now from Fox. We continue to bring you some of the day's biggest top stories and headlines. We do have some breaking news that we want to bring to you regarding a member of Congress. We are learning from South Florida tonight. U.S. Rep. Sheila Sherpalis McCormick of Florida has been indicted on charges accusing her of stealing $5 million in federal disaster funds and using some of the money to aid her 2021 campaign, the Justice Department said today. The Democrat is accused of stealing a federal emergency management agency overpayments that her family health care company and received through a federally funded COVID-19 vaccination staffing contract.
Oh, wow.
Federal prosecutors said a portion of the money was then funneled to support her campaign through candidate contributions, prosecutors allege. Using disaster relief funds for self-enrichment is a particularly selfish, cynical crime, the Attorney General Pam Bondi said in a statement. No one is above the law, least of all powerful people who rob taxpayers for personal gain. We will follow through the facts in this case.
I'm going to tell you this. We should have an audit on all of these systems. Because if you dig hard enough where there's millions of dollars, there's some money's going the wrong way. And this is the time where we have to make sure that our dollars are being spent on the proper resources, and we're contributing outside of paying our dollars. Outside of tax money, how many of us give to things that we feel like we believe in? Outside of being taxed. Okay. So this is a problem. This is a problem. But, a lot of y'all don't try to understand where the paper trail, where the money trail is going, because you're going to find out it's everybody over there. Everybody got their hands in the pot. Everybody except you. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more conversation. Truth Nation, stay locked in.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
One-on-one, 7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. I guess this is the Pop Culture Report segment. But I want to talk about this because I saw this story. And it was right here in the state of Wisconsin. Children's Wisconsin is off the hook after mistakenly throwing out a donated brain. Somebody donated a brain, and they saying that they mistakenly threw the brain out. This happened around this judgment that was made to dismiss the lawsuit filed by the parents was made November 17th, this past Monday, that they dismissed the case. Because the parents was upset. Their daughter needed a brain. We got video if you're watching as we broadcast live. Let's listen.
When Ashton Fellens was just 3 years old, she underwent groundbreaking gene therapy that helped her survive a deadly childhood disease into her 20s.
Yes. That seems like a success.
It is a success.
When she died, her parents agreed to donate her brain for scientific research.
It was a big part of her legacy.
Last December, Children's Wisconsin performed the autopsy, preserving Ashton's brain in hemispheres. But somewhere along the way, they accidentally threw half of her brain away.
Oh, wow. It was literally like losing Ashton all over again.
Dr. Paola Leone says it was the most important half for research.
It's irreplaceable. Irreplaceable.
In May, the family sued the hospital.
A major mistake was made by Children's Hospital.
On Monday, an attorney for Children's asked a judge to throw the case out, too.
It's our position that there is no viable claim.
According to the hospital, the family relinquished all rights to the tissue the moment it was removed from their daughter's body, a removal they agreed to.
Would you have given that consent if you knew they were just going to go throw it away?
Not at all. I would have taken more time with my daughter when she passed.
Attorney James Gendy says the hospital breached its duty to the family.
But the consent was specifically for a purpose, not for it to be routinely discarded.
Judge Tim Wachowiak expressed sympathy.
It's one of the saddest things I've seen.
But ultimately ruled that organ donors retain no rights to donated tissue.
Once an organ donor gives a heart or whatever may happen, they don't have control necessarily over who that goes to.
Gendy says the ruling could send a chilling message to other potential donors.
And if family members understand that their donation can be routinely discarded, why would they forfeit those last moments with their loved ones?
Gut-wrenching.
Still, Ashton's parents say they plan to keep fighting for her legacy.
This is a rough road, but I'm not willing to give up yet.
Well, this is a good story right before we go into the second hour, because we got Ann in from Versity, and she'll be talking about donating and things like that when it comes to organs. And when we talk about donating, and this family felt that, okay, they put this their child's brain up in a contract, and many times when things don't work out or they threw it away or they discarded the brain, they felt disrespected. So they filed a lawsuit that got dismissed. But we're going to have an amazing conversation coming up about donating organs and things like that, and the fears and some of the things that are positive and negative. And salute to Ann for coming in. She'll be in at 2 p.m. But I'll say this, when they told me to put the donation on my license, I was skeptical, because what if they could save me? I keep thinking, like, do they go for the organs, or do they try to keep me alive? Or that was the question. That's the question that I had. Maybe Ann is in the studio right now. When she come in at 2 p.m., we'll discuss a lot of the fears of and a lot of the positive things that can happen from donation. Because a lot of people have came to me over the years to say that they needed a kidney, you know, and they needed a kidney transplant. And I had put on my social media, on my Facebook, for many people who said that they needed a kidney, that they needed a match. And I tried to help them through, you know, saying, hey, this person needs a kidney. And, you know, so I've gotten involved in trying to see if I can help certain situations. But then you got the Kanika Jenkins situation, where she died in the hotel, in the Rosemount Hotel, went all over the country about organs. You know, the fear that somebody may be out here taking organs, missing girls, you know, what's going on with that, you know, and mentioning missing people and organs and things like that. So I wanted to make sure that we have a great conversation about donating organs and things like that right here on the Tory Lowe Show, because there's so many people that have so many kind of thoughts, so many thoughts on this type of situation. And I just can't wait to have that conversation at the top of the hour. Also, I wanted to make sure that we touched on, before we go to the top of the hour, there is a situation that is going to be happening with Carmen, the Carmen schools that came in, the Carmen Charter School. I think that's tonight. That's tonight at 5:30. So if y'all listening to the Tory Lowe Show tonight at 5:30, the Carmen Charter School, Christian Charter School, situation is going on tonight at 5:30 at Central Office. We got to make sure that we are present. They are in danger of losing their renewal for their charter. And I think we didn't we let's put the do we still have the link to the petition? Let's put the petition in the chat. And if you want to fill out, if you can't make it tonight, fill out the petition to show your support for Carmen Charter School. I think tonight is the meeting at the Central Office. Yeah, I got it in the chat. Those that are in the chat, if you watching this, we broadcast live, get in the chat. Carmen Northwest Charter School of Science and Technology. They have a situation that's going on where they may lose the charter, or you lose the money and not renew for the next 3 years. What's going on, Andrew?
I was going to just say the interview that we did earlier this week is in our YouTube channel as well.
Okay, it's on our YouTube channel. The interview with Carmen Schools is on our YouTube if you want to see or hear more information. Yeah, this is it. The full board will vote on November 20th. That's today at 5:30 at Central Office. So if y'all can make it out, that's fine. If not, we got the link in the chat. Hey, look, when we come back, we got guests, Truth Nation. Stay locked in.